Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's Sharing Change has donated now more than $11 million to local nonprofits, assisting worthy causes right here in our community. Find out more at MTE.com or by going to SharingChange.com as well. It's time to talk Rutherford County Paws. Joining us in studio today, Sebastian Jordan and also Evan Curtis. Good to have you both with us.
It's good to see you.
Yeah. Got a lot to talk about. Has it been busy, Evan, at Paws here lately?
It has been. We've gotten a lot of adoptions out recently. I don't know what our exact numbers are because I didn't think to look that up before I came here. But as someone who's worked here for a couple of years, I can definitely tell when we've got a good upswing for adoptions. We're still getting tons of dogs and kittens in. So, of course, if you're still needing something, always check the website.
Yeah, of course. You know, as our population grows, it seems like the number of animals do too, you know.
They're kind of connected because people love their pets and that just happens. They go together.
Yeah. Sebastian, you're working to try to pair the animals in the shelter with people out there in our community right now, aren't you?
Yes, very much.
Well, tell us about how Clear the Shelters is going.
So this started on the 10th. Clear the Shelters is a nationwide adoption and donation campaign put on by NBC Universal Local. This is the 10th year that they've done it. So to celebrate the 10th anniversary, it runs from August 10th to September 10th. And last year, there were more than 1,400 shelters and rescues that participated in this.
Oh, wow.
They had over 158,000 adoptions last year, which brought the total to over a million. They started this in 2015. So that's a ton of adoptions. It's been super useful.
Yeah. And so how does that help locally with Rutherford County Paws? I mean, are we talking about pet adoption fees and things like that?
So not fees for this. This is more a big awareness
campaign. Just awareness. Okay.
Yeah. So they do nationwide branding events. Tonight, actually, they've got a special on NBC stations. I don't have cable, so I don't actually know what station that would be.
That would be Channel 4 locally, NBC. Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, tonight they're going to have an announcement. They're going to have Amanda Seyfried hosting that to talk about the event, talk about the campaign. They do a lot of stuff where they'll get celebrity involvement, celebrity endorsements, and that's always useful, even at the local level, because having an actor go on TV on primetime saying, hey, you should think about going to your local shelter and adopting or donating or volunteering, that does way more than any individual shelter could do on their own. There's a kind of strength in the numbers of all these shelters having the same unified message.
So this is kind of a month-long nationwide campaign to bring awareness to adopting shelter pets.
Yes, it is.
And Evan, just curious, and I'm not to put you on the spot, but are there times of the year when it seems like it goes up, the number of people who want to adopt?
Yes, definitely during the summer. That is our adoption season. Anywhere from about May to end of September is pretty much where it picks up. We have a little, usually it kind of ramps through that season. So it's a little bit slower at the beginning and then it kind of ramps up into September. The emptiest I've seen our floor has always been like late August, early September. Not marking for like when, you know, there's an ice storm and no one's out and we've just got the same dogs over and over again because nothing's happening. That is where we see our busy season, per se. We do get more animals in because it is hotter outside. People are out more. Dogs are out more. Cats are out more. And then we're still recovering from kitten season, of course, so we still got all the babies from there. And granted, they're all, like, teenagers now, so you've got, like, 5 to 6 month old kittens that are still coming in, and people are just like, hey, I noticed a stray. And so we've still got pretty good intake numbers, but we've been able to keep up with them fairly much. even though our adoption fees are still being covered by the county, so you don't have to worry when it comes to that. But Clear the Shelters did send us a whole bunch of coupons and different things to send with you for the adoptions. So even if they're not like monetarily contributing to mm-hmm. the adoption price, you get a whole bunch of coupons to help you set up an animal. So they're going to be coming in these little Hills branded bags because they're partnered with Hills, which is a food brand that we actually feed our animals at our shelter. So it all works together pretty well.
Well, that's awesome. So, and that Sebastian, that's another thing that having, you know, a large network television, you know, support endorsement, if you will, to be able to get sponsors like Hills to come alongside and make it a process that make it easier, I guess, with, you know, all those things to do. And
absolutely.
Stuff.
Yeah. And Hills has been sponsoring it for the last 7 years. So they've been very involved in it.
Yeah.
But yeah, they gave us a lot of useful, their pet starter kits that we can send home with new pet parents.
That was the word I was trying to think of, starter kit.
Yeah. And then we have stuff that's been donated to us that we can't use with our animals specifically that we will send back out with the animals as well. So it's kind of a collaboration between us and them. It's stuff that they sent, and then we put a little bit of extra in there just to make it easy.
Now, you said something about the county and fees. What kind of elaborate on that a little bit?
So for the last little bit, just because of our numbers being fairly high, we have been covering our adoption fees. We also, it's literally been, we either have a sponsor covering our fees, like last month it was Bissell.
Right.
And or we have the county kind of covering them in order to make sure our adoption rates stay, you know, stable so we can continue operating in the way we are. Additionally, our adoption fees, if they were ever to come back, are very reasonable because we are in a municipal shelter. We have funding. We're not like a rescue. We don't have to recoup costs through our adoption fees. Like off the top of my head, our dog adoption fees last time I knew were like capping out at 150, but that's for like an animal we know exactly what it is. It's young. And then cats were name your own price starting at $5, but granted that was back in 2020.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that price has changed. Of course, if you are ever concerned about that, feel free to give us a call and we'll be able to give you the update information, because that's going to depend on what, you know, the county says and what our director says.
Sure.
I can only speak in as much as I know. But of course, if you are willing to donate the adoption fee of your animal, if you feel like that you want to pay an adoption fee for your animal, we will use those donations to like improve our facilities or buy new treats and puzzles for our animals, as well as you know, generally deal with the upkeep of having to keep a building running, which is a lot sometimes.
And all that food, I mean, I wonder how many pounds of food you go through between dogs and cats.
It comes on this big pallet about every month. It's like stacked up high of just dog food and cat food. It's intense to look at sometimes. And it's a pallet full, and it's about my height. So, you know,
just crazy to think of. Mm-hmm. And obviously a higher cat population than dog, would that be fair to say, or is it usually about
we,
even?
We go through cats a lot faster. So I do think our intakes, if you looked at our intake statistics, our cat intakes would be a lot higher and outtakes would be a lot higher.
Okay.
But that is also because we do have a feral TNR, trap, neuter, and release program, and we do intake those animals and outcome them. So they would count towards that total as well.
Mm-hmm. So where would they be? Are they released in areas where they came from or where they were found? Or?
Generally, they are released where they're found. We do have a barn cat program, which people can sign up to take in TNR cats, because if we trap them on a property and then the property owner says, I don't want them there anymore, we take them in and put them in our barn cat program.
Oh, okay. And so those with farms and whatnot, they're really handy to have
if they want some sort of pest control, or you know, they just want a barn cat, because that sounds like fun. They mm-hmm. can definitely have one. These cats aren't going to be like super friendly or anything, but they yeah. can definitely help towards the like pest control and general ecosystem of your farm.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, cats really kind of thrive in that, mm-hmm. you know,
yes.
area too. So, and dog adoption, you were just talking, I was mm-hmm. looking on the website, RutherfordCountyTN.gov/pause. Mm-hmm. Don't really see anything there, you know, there, but the fees are very reasonable, but we're not having to worry about that now. So it's not time right to clear the shelters, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then if you go to that website, you can also find our adoption requirements. I think it'll be on the /adoption, mm-hmm. If I remember correctly last time I checked. But it's generally straightforward. Be 18, have an ID with you. If you have any dogs at home, bring them if you're looking to adopt a dog, because we do require dog-on-dog meet and greets. And then everyone in, not everyone, every animal that is rabies vaccinatable in the house does have to be up to date. And then, of course, if you don't own your property, we do have to get property owner's approval.
Sure. So any dogs or cats, dogs bring along for dog on dog, right?
Yes, you do not have to bring your cats.
Yeah.
We do not do cat on dog meet and greets.
That could be very interesting.
Yes.
but proof of rabies vaccination.
Proof of rabies vaccination, those. Or if it's during the week, we can call your vet. We just can't give any guarantee that we'll be able to get a hold of them.
Sure, yeah. I mean, they're busy doing a lot of things. Mm-hmm. So explain the process. So let's say I come in and I'm looking to adopt a dog.
Okay, so pretty much when you come in, there's going to be a sign-in to your left, and you sign in there. And then someone's going to greet you, ask what you're wanting to do today. And then if you're saying, hey, I'm looking to adopt a dog, they're going to direct you towards our dog adoption floor, which is behind the front desk. They're going to ask you to keep your hands and fingers clear of the kennels while you're back there, mostly just because they might think it's a treat and kind of do a little nibble. And then some of them also don't like their space invaded a whole lot, so it's just a general safety thing. And then when you're back there, they're going to be laid out in 3 rows. We have 30 kennels back there, and there's going to be a number on it that says D and then a number 1 through 30 on the front of their kennels. So if you're like
D for dog, right?
D for dog. Yes, literally. And as you are heading in, on the front of the kennel, from that perspective, there's going to be a pencil case with a half folded paper in it that's going to have their name, when they came in, how old they are, what the breed we think they are. And then if you have any follow-up questions, feel free to come back up, let the upfront staff know. Some of them are approved to go outside to meet outside. Some of them, because they might be a little harder to handle, energetic, we do have the dog meet and greet rooms that are right beside the front desk, and you can meet with them there. And as long as, you know, there's one empty, they'll be able to get that going with you. There are some dogs that they might ask you to do the application beforehand, just because they are more popular and they get taken in and out a whole lot, and that can be stressful for sure. them. So we like to do application ahead of time, just to make sure that you are interested in adopting them.
And can you see the dogs, or dogs and cats, I'm not sure which, mm-hmm. are they online photos and things like
yes.
that?
Yes. Our website, if you go to it and click adoptable animals, or in fact, if you're looking for your own lost animals, stray animals, it shows pictures of every animal that is at our facility currently, and it is run live with our book in and book out system. So it's, as I like to tell people, photos of the animals are put up within the hour, and then they will stay live with our system and reflect it almost immediately. The only time in which an animal can show available on the website and it's actually not is if we're mid-adoption process, and that can like be a little like gap in when it's not, you know, accurate. But you can always call us Monday through Friday. We have admin staff there to pick up the phones, and they can let you know real time,
yeah.
like, oh, this animal is not in an adoption currently, things like that.
I even mm-hmm. see Lola the bunny rabbit.
Yes, yeah. We do have a bunny. She is very sweet. I can't give any guarantees, but she does seem to use one box for litter and one box for sleeping. So she may be litter trained. Mm-hmm. She likes to poop in one place.
Ah, well, so, that's candy.
Yeah, she came in as a stray. We don't know where she came from, but she is very sweet.
Yeah, and I found it very easily just while you were talking.
Mm-hmm.
the adoptable pets, and so you can take a look at that there, and probably a good area to go look at before you get going. Guys, appreciate you coming in today.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having us.
We've been talking about Rutherford County Paws, rutherfordcountytn.com or .gov/paws.